嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam. Happy New Year. May this year bring you an abundance of fish.
祝大家年年有余，年年有 fish.
That's my favorite expression.
哎，那讲到年年有余啊，我一直非常喜欢这个祝福，因为 I like fish and I like extra.
Well, it depends. Extra what?Right, extra suffering is not good.
那我们今天就跟大家分享一下，除了年年有余这个概念在英文里可以怎么说，另外呢，再说到那个真的鱼 fish， 其实英文里有好多和鱼有关的很有意思的说法。
Right, we got a lot of good stuff today.
Yeah, we've got an abundance.
An abundance, you read my mind. Okay, the first thing I really want to say, a lot of you guys will already know this, but just as many, I think, really need to be reminded. Fish is this short I sound. It is not fish.
Ah, 对
Fish, it's fish. Pig, it, fish. It's a very tough sound, I think. It's not tough. It's actually very, very easy to make. But I think this just hasn't been drilled into our heads enough.
所以发音其实要有一些刻意的练习啊，可以
fish.
哎，另外我想说的就是 fish 不能说 fishes.
Fishes. I mean, like little kids will say it, and sometimes they will even call many fish fishies.
对，但是就是小朋友可爱的说
法。Mommy, look at the fishies.
Fishies. 对对对。好，如果你是 an adult 一个成年人的话，fish.
Fish.
好，说完了 fish, 我们现在先来说说中文年年有余，它是一个谐音。
Okay, yes. So in English, we use the word homophone.
Homophone.
Yes.
就是谐音的意思。
Right. So homo means one, and phone, of course, means sound.
对对对。
So when we are using that word, we're thinking about English words like,two, there, bear.
是是是，拼法不一样，但读音一样。
Right.
那中文这个年年有余，余的谐音或者同样的这个发音就是那个多余或者有很多的意思吗？
Right, right. So we've already used a couple words, abundance.
哎，这个词我很喜欢 ,abundance.首先我喜欢它是 it starts with A. 这对啊，你考一百分那个最好成绩不是拿 A 吗？So abundance.
Okay.
你觉得我很无厘头是吗？背单词 abandon.
Abandon.
No, guys, this is not abandon, 是 abundance.
Abundance, yeah. So a lot, an abundance of something, we always say.
而且我们在表达新年祝福的时候也可以用这个词。
That's the question of the day, right? Is which one of these words should we use? Because again, an abundance of what? This word does not necessarily mean an abundance of good things. It could be an abundance of suffering, of pain, of torture.
好，那它的拼法 abundance, A-B-U-N-D-A-N-C-E.
That's right.
然后它是名词嘛，那你可以把它变成 abundant.
Yes.
是不是
yep. Abundant resources, abundant help, abundant anything.
Abundant wealth.
Yeah, ooh, that would be nice.
财源滚滚啊。好，那除了 abundance 以外还有什么词呢？
Well, we have the word surplus. That also comes up a lot if you look in the dictionary. Wish you a surplus.
Surplus 让我想到就是一个 business.
Right.
对吧，他没有亏钱，他是赚钱了。They have surplus, 或者 government budgets, there's a surplus.
Right, or it could be production. They've made too many things, so there's a surplus of cars on the market.
That's not good.
Well, it's good if you want to buy a car.
Right, right. 好，反正都是多的 extra 的这个意思。
Right.
那可以用 extra 吗？
You could. That doesn't really give this idea of, the words that come to mind are a bounty.A pile, plenty of.
对对对，就很多，对不对？哎，你刚刚说那个什么 bounty, B-O-U-N-T-Y.
Right.
这个 bountiful 也是，比如1月1号新年的时候，很多的贺卡上面会写什么
yes.
Wish you a bountiful year.
Right. So again, I think about a bounty as actually being a pile of money. Like, yeah. So, for example, we have a profession called a bounty hunter, which is just someone that gets paid money for going to
去追逃犯, 对不对?
Right. Oh. So he finds the bad guys and then gets paid the bounty.
Okay. 好，那最后要分享一个相关的词是 plenty or plentiful.
Right. So wish that the love in your life is plentiful or anything is plentiful. And actually, plenty just as a noun, plenty of something, is a really good transition, really good segue into our next part.
就是和fish有关的说法。
Plenty of fish.
有一个婚恋交友网站就叫plenty of fish.
Yes.
其实就好像天涯何处无芳草。There
are plenty of fish out there.
对,就不要在一棵树上吊死。Don't waste your life on this one guy.
Right, our girl.
Might be a D-bag. Okay, plenty of fish. 其实你可以说完整的, there are plenty of fish in the sea, 或者你就可以说, oh, there are plenty of fish.
Right, or just there are other fish in the sea. So this is when you're comforting your friend. Maybe they broke up, or maybe you want them to break up, right? There are plenty of fish in the sea. There's lots of fish in the sea.
Okay, 好,那既然讲到fish和sea, It also segues to another expression.
Sure. Fish out of water. This is a great one.
Fish out of water. 大家可以想象一下, 如果你把鱼从水里捞出来了, 它会怎么样呢?
It'd probably die.
对。
It probably would die in real life. But in stories or in our real lives, it's actually a really funny expression for a really possibly funny situation. For example, there are a lot of movies. Basically, all of the jokes in the movie are because it's a fish out of water. The idea is that one of the characters doesn't belong here. So maybe all of the people are really short and one person is really tall. Ha 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 ha.
就意思是你到了一个陌生的环境，是不是？
Right.
You're kind of out of your comfort zone.
Right, exactly. And it's even beyond that because you're so different. So, like, a lot of Jackie Chan, Cheng Long, his movies in Hollywood, his most famous movies, are basically him just in America.
Being feeling like fish out of water.
Like, ha ha ha, isn't this so funny?
对，所以这个用在一个句子里可以说 I feel like fish out of water.
I feel like a fish.
Fish out of water.
Right.
好，接着我们来看一个把fish当动词使用的短语。
Okay, so we're fishing now. We're fishing.
哦，对，因为fishing, you fish就是钓鱼,
right.
这个意思。
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. One of the smartest kids I ever ran into in China, they all have to do the same speech, you know, hello, my name is Jenny, I'm 10 years old, I like homework, but I don't like hamburgers. This one kid said, hi, my name is blah, blah, blah. I'm 8 years old. I like fish, but I don't like two fish. And I thought that was really smart. Yeah, that was really smart.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's listening now.
But 说不定人家已经进清华了。
That was awesome. Anyway, so yeah, fishing is a verb. And sometimes in our daily lives, we fish for compliments.
So compliments 就是别人说你好聪明，你好漂亮哦，你好成功哦。
Right, and it's nice to hear them. It's
right.
nice to receive them. Fishing for them, though, is kind of, I don't know, that's a little strange. So I might do something like, oh, you know, I drew this picture. It's not very good, but, and I'll hold it up so everyone can say, oh, wow, so good.
所以这个意思, if you're fishing for compliments, 就好像你在钓鱼, 你不断的就是在 search, 在找, 在找, 别人不, 还不夸我呀,
right. Oh, you know, I couldn't get the dress I wanted, so I'm just wearing this old dress.
And this is only 5,000.
Right.
只要5,000块钱.
Right. So those people, you know, I don't really pay too much attention to them because there are usually bigger fish to fry.
Bigger fish to fry.
Mm-hmm.
Fry不是煎和炒吗?
Right. So you're frying the fish, you're cooking the fish. But here, what it basically means is don't worry about these little people.
Smaller fish.
You need the you know, to the, deal with the bigger people. And it doesn't always have to do with people. It could be like just things to do. Like, for example, Jenny is the big boss, so she has a lot of really important things to do. She has bigger fish to fry than to...
对，他这个意思就是我还有更重要的事情要去处理、
right. exactly.
对不对？对，所以碰到一个什么小问题、小麻烦、oh, you know...I've got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, you guys deal with this.
对对对，嗯，那接下来要说的这个词是我刚刚学到，它的意思的，叫做 catfish.
Okay, catfish.
Cat 是猫嘛，然后 catfish 是一种鱼，对不对？
It's a fish, yeah. It's a fish that lives in rivers. It's very ugly.
很丑的一种鱼。
Right.
那 catfish 它现在还有一个意思是
It is when you pretend to be someone else online for the purpose or with the goal of attracting someone else.
Isn't that everyone?
I guess, but maybe it's it reaches a point where it's so bad.
哎，又就让我想到中文另外一个谐音的词啊，照片，但是用骗人的骗。
Yeah. And so it's kind of like that. It's usually about the picture. It doesn't have to be though, right? Because it could be you put a fake picture and you also say.I'm a, you know, financial analyst for a big Wall Street firm. You actually work for the McDonald's on Wall Street.
那 catfish 怎么用在一个句子里？
Well, you're probably not going to tell your friends, like, I'm actually catfishing this woman right now. It's usually you get catfished.
就是被骗了，被这个照片骗了，是吧？
Right.
I got catfished.
Again.
好，那我们今天已经分享了很多有意思的说法，最后再说两个，好不好？
Okay, all right. One I've been dying to get to is big fish in a small pond.
这个是不是比较像中文说的宁做鸡头不做凤尾？
Oh.
就是在一堆不太好的，就那个 group 里面你是第一名。
You're the best. Yeah. You could think about it that way. And as I've mentioned on here a few times, one of my favorite questions to ask people is, would you rather be the best of the worst or the worst of the best? In this case, though, I don't know if we can directly make the link between best and big. For example, what we're talking about here, the small pond is usually like a small group.Or maybe it's a small city.
Right.
Or maybe it's a small company, whatever. Point is that we're not talking about the best here. You're talking about, you know, are you well known in that? Are you famous in that? So maybe, you know, like you are number one in Dongguan or something. But then when you go to Shenzhen, nobody knows you. So it's better that you go back to Dongguan and be...
Okay, be a big fish in a small pond.
Be the biggest fish in Dongguan.
好，那今天最后想跟大家分享的呢，我们又回到 fish 这个单词，但是我们要把它变成一个形容词。
Okay, this one's good. Fishy.
Fishy, 因为我觉得过年的时候其实有很多这种 fishy 的骗人的短信啊、
yes.
各种各样的所以一定要小心、
mm-hmm. Right, so if something is fishy, it means it smells bad.
对
And if it smells bad, it probably is something bad.
对 fishy 就是很腥气的那个味道、
mm-hmm.
就让我想到中文我们说北方话这个事儿有猫腻oh, it's a little fishy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it smells fishy, it looks fishy, it is fishy.
It is fishy, that's right.
好的，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。希望大家当然新的一年年年有余，然后收获了很多新的和鱼相关的说法。Thank you for listening, we'll see you next time.
All right, bye guys.